Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi there, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is America's political elites and the modern far-left Democratic Party are openly tolerating Antifa, the anarchist leftist movement, attacking free speech, using violent, disgusting, and destructive tactics. And it is not the moderate Democratic liberals. It is the far-left Democrats who are shutting down freedom of speech. We, the people, should be very bothered by this far-left movement when violence is an acceptable form of political advocacy. There's no justification of the use of violence. That is Nazi ideology at its very core. Most Americans are just becoming aware of Antifa protesters dressed in black, faces covered in black bandanas, heads covered in black hats, bodies clad in black shirts and pants, destroying public property and beating the daylights out of anyone who disagrees with them. Make no mistake, the masks are there for anonymity. This intensely secretive group of activists claim that violence is necessary, targeting police, hitting police officers with bottles of human waste, and anyone who condemns Antifa's violence. Mike Isaacson, an Antifa anarchist, openly expresses their right to physically destroy anyone who offends Antifa. Now, to me, that is chilling. Our federal government, back when Barack Obama was still the president, knew that Antifa was a violent recruitment group and did nothing. Unfortunately, so-called liberal mainstream media, newspapers, and networks around the country tolerate this violent movement. The mainstream media's responses are going out of their way to provide cover for Antifa. The Washington Post and the New York Times push a false narrative that it is the 5 million members of the NRA who are the real violent threat to our nation. For heaven's sakes. CNN wrote a sympathetic feature story detailing Antifa protesters, describing the leftists as seeking peace through violence. What mainstream media should be saying is that anyone committing violence to silence another group is criminal and must be stopped. They should be helping shut down any violent activities. With funding from George Soros and others, Antifa isn't going away anytime soon. The far-left Democratic Party secretly agrees with its goals. DNC Deputy Chair Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison, who is a Muslim, praised Antifa. If I were a moderate Democrat, I would be very concerned. Thomas Jefferson once quoted, "If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is the responsibility of every American to be informed." Be informed, America. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.